You must be 18 or older to listen to this podcast.
When I snap my fingers, I want you to sit down on this big fucking tent pole, and I want you to sit down all the way.
Matt and Ouija.
No hesitation. You get that thing lined up with that butthole, and you sit straight down all the way.
That's right. It's time for the big gay sex show, the two big studs themselves.
You know what I want. Now give it to me.
Give it to them, guys. And here
now
they are. Matt and Ouija.
Sit. I want you to sit all the way fucking down on it.
Oh, it's the big gay sex show.
Big daddy energy.
BDE.
All right. Yeah. Well, there it was, folks. There's your big daddy energy.
Right.
To start it off.
And no, that is not our permanent theme song.
No, but that's what's playing out, right?
Yeah.
We're doing it for summer?
Yeah. Sure, we could do that. I think it's hella fun, but
it is fun. People have been horrified and enjoying it.
Yes. Actually, from everything that I've heard, it's been enjoyed, but
and some,
you know,
horrified, but
the one that we've been using for 100 years.
Yes, we have been using the original.
With
our
Ms.
original
Pizza Babe.
Lead-in was,
you know, Pizza Babe was the one that made that, and
Pizza Babe's still alive, so she can make us another one,
right? And then I put elements of sounds in there.
Yeah, so one of our dear friends is in there, and he is expressing his spirit.
Literally, that was show number two. We had our friend jerk off for us. We need to do that again.
We need to have more friends that'll jack off. The way you said that, though, it sounded weird.
We need to have more friends come in and jack on for us.
You know, we're just like doing our show and they just walk in, spooge, and walk out.
You know, I'm totally fine with that.
Matthew's used to that.
Well, not lately, but you know. It has happened before.
Can I tell you where I just came from?
Please do.
All right. So I just came from... I took a little bit of time off today just to chillax and to enjoy my Friday. So I worked half day and then I was like at home and I was swimming a bit, you know, as I normally do on a hot day. I have kind of like a family compound. So my half acre, I have my mom on the backside in a separate house. And separate property and whatnot, but her damn house overlooks my pool. Mm. So when she's not home, I get to dribble off the pants and, you know, go full Monty. Mm-hmm. And it's so enjoyable because I don't really appreciate... Now, see, I do like tan lines on other guys, but for some reason on myself, I don't like them. But
that's because they're ugly.
Eh,
no, I'm kidding.
They're from the
70s.
But
I understand.
Who,
yeah.
So I was, like, laying in the pool and I hear... her coming up her separate driveway. I'm like, ah, shit. So I dribble on my shorts. And I'm like, you know what? It'd be kind of interesting to do. And I've always wanted to do it. So our local bathhouse is called Sack Buddies. And
Slut Buddies.
Sack Buddies. So we're giving them some little free promo, even though most of our listeners aren't Sacramento. So anyway, neither here nor there. But anyway, so I was like, okay, you know what? I've always wanted to see what like a lunch crowd would be like at Sack Buddies. Yeah. See if it was as lunchable as a lunchable.
Okay.
And so I get there and I go like once every 6 months, I'll like get to be like, you know what? It'd be kind of fun to just go and just walk around, you know?
Yeah.
Stroke my dick, show it off, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, see, you know, have some hot dudes touch it, you know?
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's kind of hard to go full Monty there. I mean, you know, some of the boys show up and they're like, you know, prepped and ready to go. So you fuck them. But
I hope they're prepped.
And so I get there and whatnot, and it was not pretty. It was not a good day.
Oh.
There was a handful of hotties and a handful of,
naughties?
What?
A handful of naughties.
So there's hotties, naughties, and...
not ease.
Yeah. And not ease. So, there was a handful of everything there. So, mm-hmm. Anyways, there were some fun guys and whatnot. Then, and this young guy, 24, half my age, he's like, you know, oh, you remind me just of my dad. So it's this young Latino guy, a little tiny guy, but he had a dick that matched mine. I was like, well, really? You know, so it was, you know, it's always fun to, like, you know, see, you know, a smaller statured guy with a large penis, right?
Oh, okay.
It's always fun.
Yeah.
Well, all penises are fun, but, you know.
That's true.
It's always fun to see one that's, like, you know, third leg. So,
right.
Anywho, so this kid, all he wanted me to do was, like, you know, literally put his head in a, like, a half Nelson.
Okay.
So literally he was up half on my lap. And I kind of had him, like, pinned. Mm-hmm. He just wanted to jack off.
Did you ask him what he wanted for Christmas?
it was almost like that. And I'm like, you know, I'm like, is this how your dad does it? And he's like, yeah, I want it just like my dad does it.
Oh, my gosh.
And so, yeah, so I pretty much, like, you know, kind of up half on my lap and then, you know, did it like a half Nelson and uh-huh. around his throat. Yeah, he totally squirted just like that.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right. Oh, I mean, that was fun. Okay.
Gave you your fantasy.
There you go.
Yeah.
I gave him his fantasy.
I mean, well, that's what I mean, yeah.
I mean, you know, some 24-year-old kid, I'm not usually into the youngins, but this particular guy was right. Like, you know, a little tiny thing and good looking, you know.
Right.
I felt like Austin Wolf for a second. I was like,
okay.
Obviously, they checked you before you got in here. So, okay, we're good. Yeah. We're safe. But what? You could say that. You can say Austin Wolf.
Ugh.
But we don't if you don't know who that is, then be careful looking it up. Because he went from a huge porn star and a beautiful porn star to
the Epstein files.
Yeah, exactly. Not the gay Epsteins. So anyways, not a good guy. So anyways, there were some hot guys in there.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, the funny thing is that there is this one. There's a lot of hot guys in there, but they're looking for daddy. They're looking for, like, I mean, not even me daddy. They're looking for, like, much older.
Yeah, like much the gray-haired daddy.
Yeah, gray-haired.
I find that a lot lately,
mm-hmm.
which I'm not against, as long as it's not a, you know, I also want you to support me and, you know, mm-hmm. be my fin dad as well, uh-huh. you know.
No, so we have a dear friend of ours we call Seaman. Seaman, he has been unbelievable in his older years.
Oh my God.
He used to get men. He would have one man. I mean, this is guy old enough to be our dad, you know? And he is. He's old enough.
Literally.
Because we met
he's
him when we were
older
much younger,
than my
so,
mom.
Yeah. So he, yeah. I mean, you know, but anyways, he gets laid non fucking stop. And this man, you know, I mean, we love him to death, but he's kind of like a, you'd think he was like, you know.
Yeah, you'd think, oh, he'll be in the home soon. And it's like, no, he's going to be, you know, he's got an appointment twice a day lined up.
He looks like an old hobbit from the Shire. You know what I mean?
I wouldn't go that far, but.
But anyways, just for, you know, sake of like visualization, that's what these people need to know is that. You know, and think of a hobbit from the Shire. He's kind of that guy.
Well, you know, and, if I was into older guys,
if I was into old hobbits,
he'd be very, and I mean older.
Old hobbits are hard to break.
God.
That
was actually funny. Yeah.
That was. See, that was hilarious. It's comedy right there. So, anyways, there's a couple of hot guys there that, you know, and they have this big room where they have like a old Volkswagen bus. And, you know, the guys kind of lounge around in it. And then they got this ginormous
porno. Okay,
are
we back to Sec Buddies?
What's up? Yeah, we're back at Sec
okay,
Buddies.
Okay, go ahead.
So in their big theater room, they have like a old Volkswagen bus that you can sit in, lounge in, fuck in, whatever you want to do in it. But it's right in front of the... no, actually, it's really classy, actually, if you saw it. It's actually pretty cool. But anyways, they got a huge screen and they show, you know, porno. You know, obviously it's a gay bathhouse. So there's porno everywhere.
Hmm.
Anywho, but guys are just lounging around all through it, whatnot.
Okay.
But there were some hot guys, but yeah, it was not
they didn't want you.
No, I wasn't. We all weren't looking for... We were looking for something else, you know?
Yeah.
So it was like, everybody was kind of like, you know? And
right.
I don't know. It was very strange. So there was actually, I say a handful. So there was two guys. I was like, all right, how's that? And I think one of them was pretty goddamn high. And the other one was like really super stuck up. And finally, at the end, I saw who he hooked up with, and he was hooking up with, he was Latino, and he was hooking up with much, 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 much older Latinos.
Oh, okay.
So he was probably like, you know, I would say maybe 40, but he was like going for like 70-year-old Latinos.
Oh, hey.
I was like, oh, okay. So I mean, yeah, I'm not a 70-year-old Latino. So
no, kind of a...
Yeah.
Pale Wilds. Rider.
Exactly. So, okay. Anywho, but that, so then I came over here. I was like, you know.
Now that I'm all horned up and nobody wants me after this young daddy, so we're gonna go party.
We actually have our happy hour this evening. So
that is true.
So once a month we have a happy hour, the second Friday of the month.
The rest of the month we're not allowed to be happy. Just one hour.
We have happy minutes.
Yeah.
Any other time during the month.
It's really fun because like we go, we sit, we hold court. Then our other daddy friend, who will be introduced to you at some point here, shows up with his little entourage. Mm-hmm. And then they and Ouija, like, go off and do this circuit of, like, hello, we're here. Oh, hi, we're the bells of the ball. Everybody loves us. While Seaman and I sit there going, okay, hopefully we're going to get this thing done so we can go to dinner soon. And then we go to dinner. And we bitch about the food, but we support the restaurant because it's the gay restaurant. And it's actually a really neat restaurant. I like being there.
It's a great restaurant, but the food needs to
snap it up with their food.
The food needs to kind of... it's riding that fine line between, you know, straight out of a box from food, whichever frozen food place, Schwan's, whatever. It's coming right out of a box.
Wow. Haven't thought about that in a long time.
Not the freshest ingredients, but yeah. And if you know what a Schwan's truck is, then you're old.
My father used to love to get
I used to love Schwan's stuff, but it got to a point where it's like,
All right, let's do our... Let's do it real quick. So welcome to the Big Gay Sex Show.
Yeah. Daddy Years. The podcast that tells you everything you ever wanted to know about gay sex.
And everything you don't. And I'm Matt.
And I'm Ouija, the sweetest cedar feeder in all Seedtopia.
Yes, I've heard that.
Queen.
Hey, a big gay welcome to all of our new listeners and followers on Instagram and Blue Sky, where you can follow us at BGSS. And
yes, come follow us.
If you've hit us up on Instagram, I'm sorry, I'll get to you.
Yeah.
Because we have to approve our new followers, and I have forgotten to sign on for a little bit.
What a dick. I am so sorry, folks. I'm sorry that you were being treated this way.
But we love you.
Ouija loves you.
We'll get to you.
Ouija loves you, and Ouija would like to feel what your insides with his penis.
Ouija could feel free to take over the Instagram if he wanted to.
All right. So. I'm taking over jack shit. Because apparently I just reached the maximum amount of people I can follow.
Yeah, you can follow new people on I can follow new people. Yeah.
Well, the bad thing is, I'm one of those people that if you make me laugh on your reel, I will follow you. I followed way too many goddamn people. I need to go through and I'm like, and of course, like the first like five pages are all people I actually freaking know. And I'm like, oh my God, I can't like delete them.
No.
And then I get into the next ones. I'm like, but he's really hot. I can't delete him.
Uh-huh.
And then I'm like, oh, but he's really funny. I can't delete him. And she's hilarious. I can't delete her.
Yeah.
And so before I know it, I'm like lost and like, okay. And I know there's like a whole bunch of them that have dropped off. So I'm like, why can't I just figure out what those are?
Right.
Maybe it is one of the few times when actually I should just go to the last pages.
Yeah.
Like
totally.
Probably the least.
Yeah, because most of them are probably the spam.
The drop offs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, welcome. All that stuff. Yeah, Patreon offers the listeners a way to support creators like us and receive content and photos and videos, and stuff not open to the general public, of course, access to our vintage podcast archive from 2007. And you can become a patron of the show for as little as $1 a month. Just go to patreon.com/BGSS. And yes, we are working on some new ideas for different levels and content coming up. So
I got some different levels for you. I am so fucking horned up this goddamn week. Jesus Christ. I got some levels for you.
That's good. We want to thank our current patrons and welcome our newest patrons. And
thanks to Clayton, John, and Brian for being our most active patrons. Patron at this time.
That's true. And, of course, welcome to our free patrons as well.
We love you. We love you all. But free patrons only get the tip. They don't get the whole shaft.
I try to at least make sure that they get a little bit of fun, but
they get a little bit of pre
our paid
fun.
Patrons are the ones that get the, you know,
well, yeah, the, you gotta,
the
like, yeah.
more saucy.
Yeah, they're the ones I ship my underwear to, and they're like, "What the fuck is this?" No,
actually, that's going to be a level coming up soon, but we'll talk about that later. Actually, their Patreon is allowing us to do all sorts of things, like one-off sales, like different like one-time purchases and certain content. And normally I'm just like, I don't know. I mean, I don't want to put our patrons through that. But then there are some that are asking for that. And so I'm like, okay, guys, if you're willing to do it, we'll give it a try.
Daddy's so. Ready to give it to you, son.
Yeah. Oh, that was
18-year-old
half an hour ago.
All
right.
That was funny, though. What was the kid's name? The young man's
stop,
name.
You should call him. Stop the young man's him name. Was he's not a kid.
Alex.
He's 24.
Alex, that's what it was.
Oh, that's funny because we have like an Alex that wrote in.
I always try to be like, okay, even at a bathhouse, I try to be like, you know, nice, you know.
Oh, totally.
Because so many people are so like, so.
So what's your name,
weird.
Son? Stroking your cock?
I don't know. When you say it, it sounds creepy.
Said the way your daddy does it.
No, that's why you got to whisper in the air that you can be like, yeah. So is this how this works?
No, okay. So there was this one guy that got off when I whispered. We were having a fantasy. He wanted to do the brothers fantasy, which, you know, I'm sure you're familiar with. he was going at it and he was about to come and I leaned in and I whispered, "Just don't tell Dad." And all of a sudden, he just fucking squirted all over the place.
Squirting!
And it's like, okay, you're kinky. You're kinky.
Remember that, guys. So, I mean, if you ever, like, really want to trap somebody in a moment, just do it. Just whisper in their ear something that you know will totally drive them nuts.
Yeah.
Like that first time that somebody actually had the gall when I was in my 20s to call me a dirty faggot.
Ugh.
In a shitty hotel room. One of our buddies.
Yeah.
And he said, "You're just a dirty faggot." And I was like, "What the fuck?" And I squirted. And I mean, I couldn't help it. I mean, it's like nobody had ever had the gall to like talk to me like that. But for him to do it, that was like, okay, you know, he's old enough to be like my older brother. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He was like an older brother kind of, you know, personality. Right.
Yeah.
And so when he did, I was like, "Oh, what?" Squirt.
Yeah. I'd squirt with him. Just even today when we, well, not today, but I mean, recently we saw him and he was just as fucking hot as
just
ever.
Just as hot-licious.
Yeah.
Hot Lana.
Hey, so I went on our social medias, our Blue Sky.
Big mistake.
Yeah. Well, yeah. But I went on our Blue Sky and I put out a call and said, "Well, you know, we're going to be recording soon. Send us questions." And I actually got some.
Uh-oh.
Most of them from the same person who said, you know, "Don't use my name." But we did get a number of questions. Okay. Starting with, "Listening to your archives, you two have said that the two of you are sisters and would never have sex. Now, in your daddy years," I think that's what he means, "my question is, what would it take for you guys to get it on? Like if someone offered you a ton of money or something. Love the show, Alan." It would take a lot of money.
Yeah, you know, $5 million. And here's why. Because 5 million
that
is.
That sounds a good number.
Yeah, because, I mean, 1 million isn't what it used to be anymore.
That's
like,
true.
When people are like, hey, you're going to win $1 million, you know, basically all you're doing is setting up your house. You're buying a house and you're setting up, you know, an account for all the taxes you're going to have to pay for until, you know, the end. So, I mean, so honestly, essentially what you're doing is $1 million just get you a nice house, get you the house you want with some, you know, modifications, mm-hmm. and then, you know, and then some money stashed away for, you know, tax. And then, but 5 million, okay, no, we could still work with that.
Yeah.
5 million, that works.
Yeah. Let's see. Name one person you regret sleeping with and why.
My ex-husband.
Did you actually?
Well, we did in the beginning. In the very beginning. And remember this, folks, and I will be completely brutally honest with you. If you are with your partner and sex dries up, don't fucking marry them. Don't do it.
Yeah.
Now if you're and it's just drying up, period, for yourself even, then okay.
Okay. So can I caveat that?
Caveat.
Okay. So if you're with your husband, your partner, and very early you find out you're not sexually compatible, mm-hmm. and you're having other issues as well, then look at your relationship and say, wait a minute, this may not be, you know.
Absolutely.
Good in the
evaluate as you go, please.
Right.
That's all I'm going to say.
With me,
get rid of it.
You know, I've seen relationships that the sex dries up very early, mm-hmm. but they're good partnerships and they love each other
absolutely.
And they want to, and that's cool. So that's my caveat. But in cases like yours,
yeah,
girl.
No, and I, you knew I've seen right that away. As well. I mean, I've seen, well, I think a lot of relationships, you know, I mean, they don't, the sex is a honeymoon thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The honeymoon at some point's over, right?
Right.
And then you'll, you know, one of them likes, you know, white trash skater boys.
But the thing is, too, is that often the relationships like that where the sex dries up early, mm-hmm. But they have a good, strong, solid marriage is because they've always said, you know, they always ask the question, like, what do you think the secret to your long relationship was, you know? And it's usually they're like, well, they were my best friend. Mm-hmm. And so they, you know, but that's the thing in more heterosexual society, they're, you know, that's more acceptable. To whereas in our community, I don't think we often recognize shit like that, mm-hmm. you know, because we have a lot of sex.
Yeah.
But in straight world, that's what I've always heard. And that's why the marriage, like, they had their kid and then they were kind of done sexually.
Yeah, absolutely. So, no, my ex and I were just never really compatible, and we just tried so hard. So just remember that, you know, if you're trying too hard to force something, mm-hmm. you better really stop and, like, ask yourself, is it worth it? So that's all I'm going to say about that one. But then there's this other guy, too. And this other guy I really regret sleeping with, because now it's like nonstop every week. He's like, are you available? Are you available? Are you available? Are you available?
I'm
like, aww. Like, look, you know, I mean, stop. Because at some point it becomes like pestering. You know what I mean? It's not sexy anymore.
Right.
So remember that too. If you are hounding somebody for sex, it is, you're probably, the person is probably very turned on by you. But once you start hounding it, and especially in our very busy lives, it becomes, you become a liability. So it's, you're a liability to somebody's sanity. So stop it. So stop harassing somebody. When they come around and when they have time for you, they'll do it.
Well, yeah.
And that's part of it, too. Are they making time for you? Then you're worth it.
So, right. Yeah. And what you've said before is that when you do that, when you are doing that behavior, it makes you look desperate.
Uh-huh.
And desperate is not sexy.
No. I mean, there's probably some people out there that are like, oh, yeah, I love desperate men. Turns me on. I mean, there probably is like that out there.
Oh, yeah, you know? I'm sure. But, you know, the thing is when, you know, you're constantly being hit up by someone, when you've said, when it could be like an ongoing thing, mm-hmm. but it gets to that level where it is that pestering. It's mm-hmm. like if they just back off and, you know, occasionally throw out a, hey, I'm available if, you know,
well, yeah,
you want a good ride.
You know, it's like, you know, a couple weeks, you know, after not hearing from you, send me an asshole pic. I'm not one of those people. You send me an asshole pic. As long as I'm not, you know, there's not a problem with it.
Yeah,
you know?
As long as it's not the void.
As long as it's clean, you know? And, you know, I'm like, oh, shit, you know. And if it's got some butt cheek in it, that'd be kind of nice, too, you know. I mean, you know, just give me a nice, you know, round, voluptuous, you know, cakes. And and with the pretty hole. And I'll be like, wait a minute, I missed that hole.
Yeah.
So, I mean, life is just so fucking busy. That, you know, I mean, sometimes you just, you forget how enjoyable somebody is. But if somebody starts, like, nagging you nonstop, fuck me,
yeah.
It gets fucking annoying. Because most of us have really busy lives. Mm-hmm. And most of us are, like, digging in sand, especially with our fucking jobs, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you that much, because my job is a lot. So by the time I actually get home, sometimes it's all I can do, just fucking get what I need to, you know, reset for the next day.
Mm-hmm.
And then friggin' lay my ass on the couch or spank one out. You know what I mean? And trust me, some of these guys are like, well, you'd rather spank it out than fucking, you know, have sex with me. I'm like, spanking it out is a lot less effort.
And I know what I'm doing, and it feels really good.
Well, that, it's just, I mean, if you want me to, like, you know, slam me around for, you know, 45 minutes, slam that butthole around, that's cardio, baby, you know?
Yeah.
I'm like, I go to the gym a couple times a week, and I take care of my cardio, but, and I don't mind usually fucking a dude and making that cardio work, you know, and that's cool.
Right.
That's fun. That's great cardio. I mean, hell, I had some amazing cardio last weekend.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Oh. The guy you sent a picture.
Colfax, yeah.
God, that guy. So I can't stand that you go up there. I hated living up there.
Really? All these guys. So, okay, so there's this really hot couple in Colfax.
Yeah.
And
I don't think they were there when I was there.
Well,
I was
11. No, they're from, like, weird places, like Missouri.
Yeah.
So they're from two hard places. So Salt Lake City and Missouri, I think is what it is.
Wow.
So anyways, there are a couple that live in Colfax. They're very hot, beautiful men. And we here in the Valley of Sacramento, there's a lot of really hot men that live in our foothills. And there's a lot of hot gay men that live in our foothills.
Yeah.
So our foothills, sure, people would think it's a bunch of rednecks. But no, there's a whole bunch of blue necks in there, too. And these guys are hot. And they keep, like, a collective of hot local men that come and go. So every now and then they'll be like, hey, I'm having so-and-so over. Can you come on up? Which is an hour drive north into the, north into the hills, into Colfax. And so this couple has, like, entertains these really hot men. And last week they entertained this really, really hot guy. Mm-hmm. And me and this hot guy were, like, fucking the couple, you know, and swapping out, you know, the couples and whatnot. And we're having a really great time. But, but that was a lot of cardio. That was a hell of a lot of cardio. And it was really warm there, too. So, but, you know, that kind of cardio is awesome. But, I mean, that was on a weekend. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, a lot of the guys are, like, harassing me on a weekday. And I'm like, ugh. By the time I get done with fucking work, I'm fucking spent. My bandwidth is gone.
Right.
And, I mean, I try to get home and beat one out because I'm like, okay, I don't want to be that guy that doesn't beat it out. And becomes this, you know, old, you know.
Well, yeah, that whole thing, use it or lose it kind of thing, you know. Because, like, I've been so busy and stressed and dealing with stuff for the last couple of days that it's been a day or two. So when I finally get to it, it's going to be, you know.
When he gets to
it's going
to
be a goon session. So anyway, okay.
Yeah.
What? Go ahead.
So what? The other night, though, you know, Alex and Beta Bomb, I love you guys so very much. I love you so very much. But guess what I did? I used Vaseline the other day.
What?
Yes. That's I just tried disgusting. It out again. I was like, so weird. It was so weird. But anyways.
Yeah. No.
It brought me back to high school, but it was.
I have my jar. Yeah. It makes me happy.
It's awesome. But yeah, I just thought it was funny because I was like, you know what? I just want to switch it up for a minute.
Yeah. Let's see. Okay, next question. I think this one came from.
Hey, but you never said who you regret sleeping with.
Oh, God! There's so many.
Victor.
No.
You know.
I regret him.
I regret how much of a dick he turned out to be.
Yeah, I don't regret being with him.
Bones.
I regret the way that he treated me because of it. Yeah, but I think that
Well, who is it then? Who do you regret?
Oh my God, there's so many.
Oh my God, his whole sex life. He's like, oh my God.
Yeah, you know what? I could go down the list and just be like, yeah.
Well, who's your biggest regret when you think, oh?
What? Oh, tell me. Maybe you. I think that was the only thing that was enjoyable about him. Not all the time.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Okay. Then no, who do you
I think it, I think it was okay. There was this one guy. Who, okay, I got it. Oh. It was Pooh Guy.
Oh.
It was the
Bleeder?
One, huh?
Bleeder.
No, he was okay. Okay. He wasn't, yeah. No, it was the guy that, he took me to his house, and then he wanted me to fuck him with a dildo.
Uh-huh.
And, which was all good, except his little cute dog was on the bed and I'm and like watching me like, oh hi, what are we doing? And I'm are we servicing
Muffin,
daddy?
Get off me.
Well it
Muffin,
was it was like
it.
That and I was fine. I was trying to like, okay, I just can't do this with the cute little doggy here. I just want to pet the doggy. I don't want to, you know. Uh-huh. So doggy went outside the door, and then I'm doing him with the dildo, and he's really hot and everything, and then I pull the dildo out, and it is covered with shit. And he's like, well, that's just one. Oh, and he's the one that I actually lost my like top virginity to, and it was the same thing where I pulled out
it in a corn dog and it came out.
I pulled out and there was just shit everywhere.
Oh, no.
And I Silkwood showered. I was mortified. I actually couldn't even jerk off for like a day or uh-huh. so because I was so mortified over that.
And there's some guys that, you know, so like when you have, you know, crab and shellfish,
okay,
you're supposed to wash your hands with lemon.
Yeah.
There are some guys' backdoor problems.
You douche that, with lemon?
I mean, well, no, I'm just saying that even after I washed my dick, uh-huh. I'm still like that. I take a piss like a couple hours later,
yeah.
And I pull down my pants, take a piss, and I still smell their dirty ass.
Ugh.
You know what I mean? So I'm just saying that there's some people that probably need like a lemon. They need to create like a gay lemon wipe that we can just like use. Because for shellfish, it's lemon. So
okay.
Wash your hands with lemon, and you'll get most of the crab or you know, rotten shellfish smell out of. So, I mean, maybe it's the same thing with dirty butt.
I don't know. I do know that I wrote it into a play, one of our plays as a joke, you know, that they were teasing one of the actors to tighten their hole with lemon. He's like, no, but lemon freshness was tasty, you know, whatever. Mm. But, no, the...
Who was it?
I don't know what the... What?
Okay, so it was Pooh Guy.
It was Pooh Guy. Oh. And it was because... Again, I was young. It was my first topping experience, and he was just like, and he didn't. It wasn't like a, oops, I didn't clean out enough. It was like I don't clean out. Period.
Oh.
And like I like the second time, because I thought okay, the first time was just a fluke, and then after the dildo, I'm like, nope, none.
Yeah. If it goes in a corn dog, comes out a chili dog. It's. You got to ask yourself, okay, A, is this person's diet, you know? Because I've known some guys whose diets are so impeccable.
Oh, yeah.
That, I mean, that they can just dump a log and then wipe and they're good to go.
Yeah, they're...
And not to be
I've
gross.
Heard
but,
about that.
And then
yeah.
If you go to fuck them, their ass is pristine. but then, you know, there's people that, you know, like, all of us pretty much you grab food on the go. So, I mean, you know, there's, you know, some problems with, you know...
Yeah.
So anyways, but yeah. So, you just, I mean, honestly, know your partner. So, if you are not a washer-outer, let your partner know that.
Yeah, I mean... Because
otherwise, I assume that the guys know what they're doing.
I would hope
because
so.
Because the truth of it is that you want to be washed out because it's much more comfortable for you.
Right. And if even if you don't want to do, like, the deeper cleansing,
yeah,
I mean, you know, and you have a good diet, you can still do, like, the little... inside flush just to you know
exactly
yeah okay
right.
Next question was if you had a magic device and could
wait,
create
what was the one before that one
are you guys ever jealous of one another? One are you jealous of the guys the other one has sex with? I will say quite honestly that when I was younger, yes, I was jealous, but I was more jealous of him going off to fuck other guys and not spending time with me when we had planned time together. And that really bothered me. And that stemmed a lot from my experiences growing up with people ditching me for stuff like that. So
Matthew didn't like to be ditched for dick.
No, it really bothered me.
New by Hasbro.
But ditched now, no, I'm not jealous at all.
But there was times, though, I was like, oh, Matthew likes this guy. I'm going to do it.
And he did. He really did. Like,
yeah, I was that horrible friend.
Yeah.
Growing up, I was that bitch. I was that horrible, horrible bitch. And right. I was like, you know what? I'm going to fuck this guy. But I'm not only going to fuck this guy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take pictures of it. And then send it to Matthew.
Well, see, now that was the part that I was like, I was finally like, okay with. Because then I was like, okay, now I know I'm not going to be able to. I know that I'm not going to ever really get a chance to sleep with that guy. You're going to sleep with that guy. Well, at least share the fun.
There you go.
You know, and then of course,
look what you're missing, bitch.
I like to watch, so that was fine. But in the beginning, yeah, I had some issues with it. Now, no, not at all. Jealous of the other guys? No.
I think there's one guy that Matthew had that mm-hmm. I'm jealous I didn't get a moment with.
Really?
And that was Victor.
Oh, yeah.
But
mm-hmm.
Victor made it quite clear later on
mm-hmm.
just how much of a piece of crap he was. Just not a good person.
No.
And just a very mean-spirited, not nice person. So I think about back then, I'm like, oh, damn, I could have, you mm-hmm. know, I wanted to hit that. But then as the years have gone by, I'm like, oh, wait, he was not a nice person.
No. I think he was as screwed up as the rest of us were, but in a
mean way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't hold any grudge, but I certainly don't want anything.
I hold a grudge, fuck.
Yeah, but I certainly don't want to relive any of that.
But anyway, so that's okay. Our jealousies.
Yeah.
Jealousies.
If you had a magic device that would create a sex robot that would be the exact duplicate of someone from your past that you wish you could have sex with but didn't, who would it be, and who would you do? Your show is awesome, John. Well, John, so there was a guy at the theater, and I won't say his name, but there was a guy at the theater that apparently everybody, well, except you.
Except me.
And me.
And you.
Got a chance to have a mouthful of. And
mouthful,
like,
assful.
Everyone
mm-hmm.
got a chance to have that, and
it was so funny.
I was actually offered mm-hmm. when I didn't realize I was being offered, and the other guys that were with me like cock blocked the fuck out of it because they didn't want me to take away their toy. But
our toy,
him, back when I first met him, I would totally like to taste the sex robot.
Oh, yeah. When we first met him, I was like, damn.
Oh, I know. He was so
But
hot.
He was one of those people that downed, like, energy beverages hard.
Yeah.
And smoked, like, you know, and he not just smoked regular, he smoked cloves, too.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it was, like, nonstop. It was, like, every chance he got outside, he mm-hmm. was, like, so he turned into an alcoholic ashtray real fast. And,
wow.
What?
Didn't read that, those beads, did you?
But anywho, but, well, no, I mean, is he going to contact us? He's not.
well, keep in mind, we still love him, you know.
Yeah,
he's a great guy. But
at the birth end, he's the birthing birth end.
He had some issues going on at the
yes.
time. So,
yes,
yeah.
he did. But and then myself, I went to high school with a guy I just absolutely was gushy-gushy about.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a complete jock. Complete hard body, but he was this Christian guy.
Mm.
And I don't know how in the hell we got along. I really don't, because I fascinated the hell out of him, and he fascinated the hell out of me. and he had a beautiful body. Oh my God, the squarest jaw you've ever seen in your life. Mm. And he used to change right in front of me, and I, being the gay boy I was so scared to like get caught looking that I kick myself to this day that I never looked.
Yeah.
Because, and his name was Zane, Z-A-N-E.
Oh. Okay. And Mr. Gray.
Yeah. So, I mean, the weirdest hair color I've ever seen in my life. Hmm. His hair color was almost white.
Huh.
But he already had, like, the ability to, like, grow facial hair, and his facial hair was brown. So, he had white hair and brown facial hair. And it grew out the thickest, bushiest, manchichi-looking motherfucker you've ever seen. And
I hope that's not a
It was
thing.
So weird. It was so weird that his hair just grew out crazy.
Hmm.
Beautiful body, but the square jaw was just this ginormous fucking, you know, like almost comedic jaw. And it was just so goddamn gorgeous to look at. And he just would always touch on me and hug on me. And I'm like, God damn it. Don't do that, please. You know, and I literally had to tell him, like, you know, stop it, you know, leave me alone, you know, because I was enjoying it way too much. And, but.
Sure, he was too. But
well, he's
in
one
the
of those
closet.
People that you kind of like watch from afar on Facebook.
Yeah. Because
he has his Facebook set to where you can kind of see some stuff.
Uh-huh.
And so every now and then I'll look him up and whatnot. And he ended up having like 4 kids. And I'm sure living the very Christian, Pentecostally kind of bullshit that he was in. But he was a very loving person He was just a really overall good guy. I don't even know how in the hell we were friends, because at that point I pretty much knew I was like anti-religion, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I mean, but his family was very, they'd always invite me to everything and whatnot. And I felt horrible because I was so sexually frustrated by Zane that I was like, I need to stay away from this guy. I literally need to stay away from him.
Yeah.
But that's who that's I would be beautiful, big, beautiful shoulders, big, beautiful, jawline.
Cool. If you guys ended up being part of a Freaky Friday thing and woke up in each other's bodies for 24 hours, what would you do?
Oh, I would march Matthew's body right down there to fucking Sack Buddies. And I'd be like, I would have everybody open it up.
Oh, yeah. Then you would understand why I don't.
I think he just needs some. Yeah, he says, "Oh my gosh, I'm too delicate back there." No, what he needs is just somebody to rail him really good.
Oh yeah,
get the scar tissue going.
Oh God.
And yes, he can do it.
Sounds horrifying. Well, that would be very interesting. For me, I would just pick up the phone and like everybody that said you want to, I'd be like, "I do. Come on over."
And so we swap back and whatnot, and I fuck those people again. They're like, God, you suck compared to last time. I'd be like, you son of a bitch.
You had such a powerful energy last time. It was like it was like you're desperate for my body.
And they're like, now it's like being fucked by my uncle on a Friday night. He's drank too much. He's just banging the fuck out of me because it's a hole.
Well, pretty much. All right. Last question was, think of each other's exes or main fuck buddies. Which ones would you fuck? Which ones would you run from Michael? And that was from a Michael, not like run from Michael.
Run from him.
I wouldn't run from Michael. Okay. Think of each other's exes or main fuck buddies. Which ones would you fuck? Exes? Actually, I think I would do most all of them just to do all of them. One from grandfathered in. You know that one. Lick the tip.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other one that moved... because I really like him. He's a great guy.
Yeah, he's a great
guy. And then the last one, it would be a hate grudge fuck.
Yeah.
But
grudge
I'd do it
fucker.
After I got the test back.
Ah, oh, I know, yeah. Because, yeah, this poor one seems to be having issues with chronic syphilis.
Yeah. Anywho,
that was way after me.
But. Yeah, and then which ones would I run from? After I hate fucked him, I'd run from him. Yeah.
Yeah, the ex-husband.
Okay, how about Delight. You?
Let's see.
Which ones would you fuck?
Let's see. If it was go back and... Wait. I'd grudge fuck Victor.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
Yeah, there's really not... You'd have to go with fuck buddies because I was smart enough to put the brakes on most of these guys. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There was BBD.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, no. Run from him.
Well, yeah, because, yeah. I mean, you know, he was like the dad of like 20 children.
And... yeah, I mean, he was a nice guy, but he was...
He had a lot going on.
Yeah. And then there was Wood.
Oh, yeah.
He was a great guy. I think he would have had fun with him. Well, no one else really other to mention other than the little guy that still pops up here and there. We haven't given him a nickname. Anyway, okay. Well, those were great questions. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, that is worth thought-provoking.
Yeah. All right, real quick, we're going to go ahead and sign out, and we will catch you next time. But don't forget to beat your heat to Desert Meat at desertheatmag.com.
All right, and Vader Bomb, even though I did use the other day, I used Vaseline. Trust me, Vader Bomb will always be my bomb.
True.
And it's the bomb on my bomb.
And
so my bomb pop, it loves to be empowering men with self-care. And so anyways, thank you, Alex. And if you don't know Alex, get to know Alex. And Alex is, him and his partner run Vader Bomb.
Vader Bomb.
And Vader Bomb is a great gay-owned and operated company. They provide really amazing cock lube for your masturbatory pleasure. And it is quite something. You could either get it unscented or in delicious smoky smell. So it smells like you're at a campfire. It's absolutely out of this world. If you like scents,
right.
Some people aren't very scenty, but if you do love scents and you love the scent of a nice mild, like when you're wearing your favorite shirt around mm-hmm. like a bonfire
right.
and you smell it the next day and it smells like campfire, it smells amazing. Mm-hmm. This is what Vader Bomb smells like.
And so, and don't forget to check out the latest the hottest sex on Blue Sky at Ryan Landers XXX. And at Randy Morgan XXX. And don't forget to follow Daddy Clayton over at Clayton XXX on Blue Sky. Check out the erotic writings. Christopher Wyatt, Chode Akate on Smashwords, Amazon, and all digital book distributors. And you can go find Chode over on Blue Sky.
What I hear is you can actually find Chode in any dirty alley. Chode is a whore. Chode is a complete skank.
Well,
and you want to fuck this bitch, because when you meet Chode, you want a scrota on his Chode. You want to totally, like, you know.
I have not met anyone that except him that has had some really dirty erotic.
Yeah, he's a pervert. If you find him, just fuck him.
All right.
Don't even like ask him nothing. Just fuck him.
Send us your comments and questions over at biggaysexshow.com.
Find all our links at allmylinks.com/MattWeegee.
And join us at Patreon at patreon.com/BGSS.
I missed my phone line, but nobody ever used it.
I know. So sadsies. All right, we're heading out to happy hour, and
happiest
we will catch you
month.
Soon.
We will catch you on the flip side.
Bye.
Love you. Fuck you. Yes.
Slut.
Yes.
Is that how you like it, Daddy?
Daddy.
A network of inclusion.
UnivazPods.net.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
This has been a, for fuck's sake, production.